4 HKX.
4 TFW. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Again, hope you're having a good start to your Friday.
Foggy, I see it's raining pretty good south of me.
Here, I hadn't been out yet, but it's 45 degrees.
54 over here.
This morning.
First one I've heard this morning. Damon yesterday, he came in to see the plant. Pretty good. He had to come out there and fix somebody else's screw up. Nasty day down here yesterday, overcast and real drizzly.
Up here about all day yesterday, up till probably 3 o'clock.
Down here, getting ready to go in my bad spot. Hang on just about 30 seconds. Back now.
Here.
On the agenda for the weekend.
Guys from up here going up to Macon County, to Blue Ridge Base Camp, campground. And we'll camp out and do the North Carolina and South Carolina QSO party. South Carolina is tomorrow and North Carolina is Sunday. Oh, yes. I got us a special event call for the weekend.
Kind of broke up a little bit.
K4W.
Yeah, see if I can find you guys.
Just doing voice and a couple doing digital.
If they did digital during contest.
They'll do JSA call or one of the other ones. Heard him in a month or two, but I think the last time I talked, he texted me on the phone or messaged me on the phone right after Christmas or right around Christmas.
I can see how he's doing.
Try to plan a get-together. He's so busy anymore, nobody's got time for nothing. Feel that one.
So busy, we just don't have time to do anything.
New modern world. You'll have more time to do stuff you want to do. Come to cell phone and all, make your life so much easier.
It's that's a lie. Computers where you can get the, you know, they said that people weren't as smart because they didn't have the knowledge. And now the knowledge at your fingertips and they're worse than that.
Easy to be smarter, but they're usually not because now they're lazy and they expect it done for them.
Learning how to read a map or anything since you got a GPS, it's all fine and dandy until it don't work.
Learning how to write in cursive anymore. Nobody knows how to do it. Have a manual transmission and instructions in cursive.
Phones, right.
Probably get them too.
We were high tech and went to the push button.
Only I remember that one.
Phone when you can get the operator and she'd look up the number for you.
Yeah. I remember when you could find a payphone.
Fine, I wonder how much they cost now. You probably swipe your debit card in it, right? Today people probably bust them to get the money out.
Got money in a payphone.
Yesterday we got three guys that do tanker truck loading and unloading. The one guy, he's been out sick a couple of days. We only had one truck scheduled for yesterday. So the one guy asked off, so I let him off, and then the third guy just laid out.
I'm sure somebody's going to get a talking to today then, ain't they?
right. He's got a couple of jump jobs lined up.
4-H gets, I don't understand that stuff like that. Doing it on purpose
anymore. DSW. Well, I mean, out here you got, you know, there's a bunch of them on FMLA, so they can just lay out whenever they want. And then you got, you know, 40 hours of sick time and everything. And the minimum of 2 weeks vacation time, and it's like they just used it up to abuse the system.
I understand. I got 56 hours of sick time a year, 11 holidays and 2 weeks of paid vacation.
But I remember when they didn't have sick time, and if you just laid out, you just didn't get paid.
This is the first place I've ever worked that had that. I've worked places that have had paid vacation, but it was usually, you know, 5 holidays a year, 4 or 5 holidays, the big ones, and that's it. It wasn't President's Day and Martin Luther King Day and Juneteenth. It was the 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, and Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Your 2 floating holidays. Now they gave us 4 floating holidays. They took the Veterans Day and MLK Day and made them be floating days, so you can just pick your own.
That, I just got holiday sick days. Like, and you have to accrue the 56 hours. For every hour you, every 30 hours you work, you get an hour's sick day. Sick time.
Vacation time was kind of like that at the old place.
I get 3 weeks a year off.
Your work schedule should coincide with Elisa's, right?
She's off for spring break here. And then we had Washington's birthday off. They didn't have that off. So it's closer, but still not quite the same.
When I'm boxed in on the interstate and I'm only doing 56.
Must be getting them.
Yeah, I mean, I was behind a bobtail, and then there was a darn container truck beside me.
It's got stronger magnets in it.
Magnets for work. I gotta remember where the heck I got the other ones at. Special about them, but they just they got like a plastic coating around them, and then they got a countersunk hole in them where you can put a bolt in it and mount it. It just mounts to a little swing arm, so when they swing the arm out of the way, it can attach to the beam and not be all up in the way all the time.
For mounting, temporary mounting stuff?
Just swing the beam out of the little, they call it a lance, just where they're filling drums. You know, and when they're not filling drum, they push it over and stick it to the beam.
Got a bunch of that kind of stuff, so you can probably find it there, just like everything else nowadays.
In my emails, I think I got it at a magnet place out west somewhere. All over the red.
Bit of his bobtail.
He was bouncing between the dotted line and the white line. He hit one, and then he'd come over and hit the other. Just go back and forth. He must be getting tired. Guy pull up yesterday delivery, and he had his phone in the dash there playing videos. I mean, he was watching videos.
A normal thing with those screens in the center.
And the part right there, you look through the steering wheel where you would look at your speed. He had it stuck down in there.
A tablet laid up here, watching that way, huh? At least he's trying to keep his eyes on the road, I guess.
Traffic out here this morning for some reason.
Don't have to worry about that a whole lot anymore. Weekend, Ken?
That's it, so I don't really know. I don't think we got anything special planned.
It'll be a pretty nice weekend, though.
Be like 70 something, so that'd be nice. I already trimmed my fruit trees and the bushes that I needed to trim, so I don't have to do those. So I don't know what we got lined up.
Something for you to do though.
Make our normal Saturday morning dump run, but after that I'm not quite sure.
About every 2 weeks now, since it's just me and Elise in the house and the business isn't bringing in all the paper product trash and the shipping trash.
We get by with that too. I usually only have like a bag and a couple of boxes or something like that. If you go early on Saturday, there's not many people there. You can just drive right up.
It is up here to the refuge center. Early of a morning, there generally ain't nobody there. Jump out of here. Fuse blew yesterday, right as I was finishing up with Eric and in the mobile rig, and I haven't replaced it yet, so I'm still on my HD. I'll lose her, my little crossband repeater here shortly.
I'm about a half a mile from jumping off anyway. So you have a good one. You miss Elise. Have an awesome weekend, and I'll catch you back on Monday. KN4 TFW 73.
You and Miss Susan have a good weekend. Look forward to talking to you Monday. KO4 HKX. Clear.